a swift recovery. World Liberty Financial's token weathers the storm. You know what's really interesting about this story? Cryptocurrency markets are usually all over the place, right? But when World Liberty Financial's token dropped 7% out of nowhere, it felt like a whole new kind of chaos.
That's exactly it. It wasn't just a normal market dip. The company said it was a coordinated attack, like a team of people working together to tank the token's price.
Yeah, and it's not just about the price drop. This kind of attack is starting to feel like a trend. People are using social media and short selling to mess with tokens, especially the ones that don't have a lot of support.
It's like a digital version of misinformation campaigns. The goal is to create panic, and once people start selling, the price just keeps falling.
But here's the kicker. WLF's token bounced back almost immediately. That's not just luck. It shows the project has real defenses in place.
Exactly. This isn't just about technical stuff. It's about trust. If a token can survive an attack, it proves it's built for the long haul.
Anatomy of a modern market attack. So, how did this attack work? I mean, it's not like they just sent a message saying, buy low, sell high.
No, it was more like a psychological warfare campaign. They used social media to spread fear, uncertainty, and doubt. FUD, if you will.
And then they hit it with short selling. Like people betting the price would go down. It's a double whammy, panic selling and speculative bets.
The platforms they used, Twitter, Telegram, forums, were the perfect weapons. They could amplify rumors without any real facts.
It's like a digital mob, right? The more people panic, the more the price drops. And once it's down, it's harder to recover.
Especially for newer tokens. They don't have the institutional backing or market depth to weather something like this.
Resilience in the face of pressure, but WLF didn't just crumble. Their token actually recovered quickly. That's not just a coincidence, is it?
No, it's a sign they've got strong mechanisms in place. Their stablecoin or protocol safeguards must have acted as a buffer.
It's like they built a fortress. Even when someone tries to break it down, the walls hold. That's what makes them stand out.
And it's not just about the tech. It's about reputation. Surviving an attack like this can actually boost trust.
Yeah, it's like a trial by fire. They proved they're not just a flash in the pan.
This shows the importance of resilience in crypto. Projects that can defend against manipulation are the ones that'll thrive.
A broader lesson for crypto investors, so what's the takeaway here? For investors, it's not just about the price. It's about understanding the game.
Exactly. Volatility is normal. But engineered volatility. That's a whole different beast.
You can't just chase the latest hype. You need to dig deeper. Look at the fundamentals, the transparency, and how they handle stress.
Like a token's ability to hold its peg during an attack is more telling than a random price spike.
And for projects like WLF, trust is everything. If they can weather a storm, they're on solid ground.
This attack was a test, but it also serves as a warning. Don't let short-term noise cloud your judgment.
The future of crypto security and investor strategy, the WLF incident, is a microcosm of what's coming. Coordinated attacks are becoming more common, and the industry needs to adapt.
Right. We need clearer rules and better tools to spot and stop these tactics.
Transparency is key. If projects are open about their mechanics, it's harder for attackers to exploit them.
And for investors, it's about doing your homework. Research, ask questions, and don't get swept up in the noise.
In the end, crypto is about trust. And trust is earned through resilience, transparency, and real value.
This story reminds us that the market isn't just about numbers. It's about who's behind the scenes.